Today, June 6th, is the 70th anniversary of D-Day. This date in 1944, more than 160,000 Allied troops landed along a 50-mile stretch of heavily fortified French coastline to fight Nazi Germany on the beaches of Normandy, France. Back in 2007, we talked with Carl Beck. On D-Day, he was a private in the 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment, and he spoke to us about his memories of the war.
We knew that we were going to invade Europe. You'd had to been blind not to see it. We just didn't know where, or we didn't know when. I've got to say, we looked forward to it. I mean, we were, you know, eager to go. And it's just part of the airborne training. I mean, it's what's in here. And they instill it in you or else.
Carl Beck wrote eloquently in his journals during the fighting and shared his entry from June 6th, 1944.
And we're on the airplanes heading for France on D-Day. I went to sleep just after we were airborne and woke up just as we were leaving the English coast. I saw streaks in the channel, and I know they're landing craft of all kinds. I went to sleep over the channel again and woke up over the French coast. All kinds of stuff is coming up at us now. They're beautiful. 20-millimeter tracers, red, green, blue, yellow, and all colors you can imagine. They make a sickening thud every time they hit the plane, and it sure rocks like a canoe. We went out the door at 0113 hours on the nose. In the excitement, Duffy got hooked up in front of me, and the last I saw of him was his foot going out the door. God, what a feeling. I've made lots of jumps, but this is the first time I've been shot at. Those damn tracers reach out like fingers, then slip away as fast as they come. It's sure windy, and I can see the hedgerows, orchards, and houses slipping by below me. It's just like a map. I hit in a ditch with my rear end off the ground a couple of inches and my feet almost straight up in the air.
Once on the ground, Beck found himself dropped not behind enemy lines, but right in the middle of them, separated from his regiment.
The way we were supposed to contact our other people was through a series of passwords. For example, a sign and countersign vocally. A sign would be Babe, countersign Ruth, Ham, Eggs. Here I am, I hear you. I found one person, my friend Robert Johnson. And being a good 18-year-old soldier, with all those signs and countersigns and ID business, I said, "Hey, Johnson!" Robert and I sort of joined forces, and as I say, our plane was hit, and we were so misdropped that I still don't know where we landed. I've been back to Normandy two or three times. I still haven't found exactly where we landed. These young officers would pick up misdropped people like myself and hold this bridge in this little town. You know, we misfits, we're all in it together, but different kinds of outfits, and to hold this ground. That was a typical operation in Normandy. And we joined with the 508 Regiment and took this little town of Balt, and we knocked out a 20-millimeter gun, got the Germans mousetrap behind the railroad track and shot them up pretty good. And some wanted to surrender and some wanted to die, and we accommodated them. And so that was my story of the biggest battle I was in D-Day, because by this time it was D plus 7, which would have been the 13th, that we took this town. And the people were mighty glad to see us.
World War II veteran Carl Beck there talking to WABE and our companion television station PBA 30 in 2007 about his experiences on D-Day. This is City Cafe.